This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been doing a 4S, or step, approach in studying 2 Thessalonians 1. We first spread out the information found in these verses and sorted it into topics. We then structured these topics into an outline. Now we're ready to summarize what we've found into some practical applications. The first practical principle I came up with is, it's too soon to quit. There are times when we give our best and receive very little, if anything, in return. Sometimes we even experience opposition in return. Remember, it's too soon to quit. It'll be worth it all when we see Jesus at his return. You gain this perspective by having a proper worldview. If you are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you are in his church. You belong to him. I know the church is not all that it should be at this point in time, but Jesus committed himself to continue the work of building the church and bringing her to full maturity. Paul wrote in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." He will always do things justly, and when he judges, his judgments are always right. All of this will make sense in his time. So make sure your worldview is biblical as you press on to live for God. And when the going gets rough, stop and remind yourself of this worldview and take comfort in it, allowing it to recharge your courage and refocus your purpose as you press on and persevere. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus.